حي على الفلاح.
And the judgment starts in a majestic scene, and the angels will come in rows.
When the hisab finishes, when the account of man ends, he goes either to Jannah or to Jahannam.
At that moment, the hardest part, the coming of hellfire. And hellfire, brothers and sisters, is not a pit. It is a roaring, raging beast that is held down by 70,000 chains. Holding each chain is 70,000 angels. There is no scene more terrifying on the Day of Judgment than that scene. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Umar that, "Ya Umar, if you did the deeds of 70 prophets, you would still be afraid at that moment." Every creation of Allah, prophets, believers, non-believers, they will fall to their knees. All they are saying is, "Oh Allah, protect us. Oh Allah, protect us." And hellfire comes in, raging and roaring. A neck shoots out of hellfire. And if hellfire looks at you, then you are one of its inhabitants. So every person, their eyes are to the ground. They're afraid to look up. Did I not tell you, O children of Adam, that you should not worship shaitan and that you should only worship me? This is the straight path. Could you not understand this? Could you not realize this? Here is hellfire that I promised you. Here it is. Oh Allah, protect us. Oh Allah, protect us. The judgment will start. The sky just becomes dark, with books flying everywhere. And everyone is about to get their book. And you know that if you get your book with your right hand, you're pretty safe. But if you get it with your left hand, you're not. So some people try to hide their left hand behind their back as if there's no other option except my right hand. And the verse says people will take their books with their right hand and other people will take the books behind their back. It will fly right into their left hand. Every atom of an action that you did is in there. Your name is called. You have your book with you. You approach the throne of Allah. Your whole life is shown to all mankind. Everything you did, said, looked at, typed, everything. They start to look at their book and they say, "Ya Allah, I have an issue. I think your angels really didn't do a good job. I don't like what's in the book. I don't think this is fair. I want to be my own judge." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His mercy says, "Okay." And He seals His lips closed. And He asks His hands, "Did you do this and this and this?" And the hands talk and say, "Yes, we did." Allah asks the eyes, "Did you look at this and this and this?" And the eyes respond and say, "Yes, we did." He asks the legs, "Did you do this and this?" And the legs respond and say, "Yes." And Allah gives permission back to the person to speak. And the first thing the person does is to curse his own body and say, "I was trying to defend you from hellfire." Because the next word that comes out, "Take him away." And Allah says, "This is a final judgment. It's over. Take him away."
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the fire of Jahannam was ordered to be kindled and it burnt for 1,000 long years. After 1,000 years of burning, it turned red hot. So Allah Rabbul Izzah ordered it burn 1,000 more, so it burnt 1,000 more and it became white hot. And then the Dhul Arsh al-Majid and Fa'alul Lima Yurid ordered it to burn 1,000 more and it became black hot. Today Jahannam rages black and thick. But what type of food exists in Jahannam? A tree called the tree of Zaqoom. Its roots is in the depths of hell. And the Quran describes it, its fruits are like the heads of the devils. Everyone is blaming the other person and saying, Ya Rab, give them double the punishment that you gave us because they misled us. Even they reach Shaitan and they say, Ya Rab, he led us astray. And he says, Allah Rabbul Izzah made you a promise and I made you a promise. I made the promise and betrayed the promise. I had no authority over you. Don't come blaming me that, you know, you did it. I invited, you accepted, you bear it. Don't blame me, blame yourselves.
There are people in hellfire, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot enjoy Jannah when there are Muslims in hellfire. So he goes up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Ya Allah, the sinners of the Muslims, save them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Muhammad, go take a group of them out of hellfire and into Jannah. And he goes back because there are still Muslims in hellfire. And he says, Ya Allah, usat al-Muslimin, the sinners of the Muslims. And Allah says, go and take another group of them out of hellfire into Jannah. And a third time, and a fourth time, until the Prophet says, I'm embarrassed to ask for more. And there are still Muslims in hellfire. And the angels start to intercede. And the prophets start to intercede for the sinners of the Muslims that are still in hellfire. And then Allah will say, the prophets have interceded. The angels have interceded. It is now time for my mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put his hand in hellfire and take out of it anyone who had a grain of La ilaha illallah in their heart. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you to do one thing. Just for a second. I want you to say La ilaha illallah from here. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So, the last group to exit from hellfire, those who were saved by Rahman, and they are put in a river called the River of Life, where they come back to their human form.
The last person to enter Jannah, he's in calamity. So he says, Ya Rab, release me from this. So the Lord of mercy and honor tells him, if I release you from the fire, do you promise not to ask for anything more? So he says, by your honor, Ya Rab, I swear, you take me out of here, I won't ask for another thing. And when he comes out of it, he looks back towards it and he says, glory be to the one that saved me from this. Not another person from the awwaleen or the akhireen is more honored than me. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah orders for a tree to come out in front of him and for a spring of water. And he sees water, but he's promised that he can't ask for anything more. At the same time, it's too tempting. So then he says, Ya Rab, take me close to that tree and that water
so that I might sit under its shade and drink from its water. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, O son of Adam, how would you break your word? Didn't you promise me that you wouldn't ask for anything anymore? So the hadith says Allah Rabbul Izzah excuses him because he's been shown something that he has no patience towards. So when he goes under the tree and drinks from its water and enjoys its shade, another tree bigger and better comes out near the gates of Jannah, and the stream is running alongside it. So he looks at it. Oh Allah, take me to it, Ya Rabb, closer to that tree. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, O son of Adam, how you break your word? Didn't you promise? And every time, it's not an ordinary, by your honor, Ya Rabb, I won't ask for anything more. So he says, take me there, Ya Rabb, I swear, I won't, by your honor, I won't ask for anything more. So Allah Rabbul Izzah takes him to that tree. It is by the gates of Jannah. So when he sits under the tree and enjoys the shade and drinks from the water, he looks and he can see inside Jannah. He sees Jannah and the heart longs for it. So he says, Ya Rabb, enter me into Jannah. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, O son of Adam, how you break your word, you promised. So he says, Ya Rabb, enter me into there and I won't ask for anything else. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, enter Jannah. So when he enters, he says, all the places are taken. Where do I go? So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, what if I give you the size of the kingdom of one of the kings of the dunya? So he says, Ya Rabb, you make fun of me and you are the Lord of the worlds. Ibn Mas'ud, when he's narrating this, laughed. So they asked him, Ya Ibn Mas'ud, why did you laugh? He goes, because the Prophet of Allah laughed. And we asked him, why did you laugh? He said, my Lord laughed when the man said this. So Allah Rabbul Izzah said, for you is that, and another like it, and another like it, and another like it, and another like it. And when he reaches the fifth one, the man says, I am satisfied, Ya Rabb, I am satisfied. Sa'id ibn al-Khudri is in the gathering of Abu Hurairah when he's mentioning the hadith. So he said, I bear witness that I saw the Prophet say, for you is that, and 10 times like it, for the last person to enter Jannah.